Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the chairman of Nutritional High International, David Posner, to get caught up on a number of important developments. Cannabis has come to Canada. It's already here in terms of medicinal usage. It's coming soon in terms of the recreational market. But cannabis is coming to the United States, too. Its evolution in the U.S. is on a state-by-state basis. However, because of the much larger American population, this already means even greater economic potential in the U.S. than for the entire Canadian market. Just one state, California, represents a larger cannabis market than all of Canada. Recreational cannabis is already legal in California, along with seven other U.S. states. This has lured a number of Canadian cannabis companies to base their operations in the U.S. One of these companies is Nutritional High International, symbol EAT. As its name implies, one of EAT's focal points is the high-margin market for cannabis edibles products. It's equally involved in high-margin cannabis extracts. In a Q&A from May 2017, CEO Jim Fraser discussed EAT's cannabis business. At that time, Nutritional High's U.S. operations were spread across four U.S. states. Along with the enormous California market, the company is also active in Colorado, Illinois, and Oregon. Today, we interview David Posner, chairman of Nutritional High. He's looking to talk about acquisitions, joint ventures, and Nutritional High's growth strategy. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with David Posner. We're here today to get all the news on EAT. Thanks for joining me today, David.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, you've been really busy lately, so let's dive right into the news. You've put out a flurry of announcements recently, and let me see if I can keep up with all of it. On October 17th, you announced a joint venture with Canada House Wellness Group. What is the gist of this deal?
Well, this was an extremely important deal for Nutritional High. Aside from us originally starting from Toronto and having, you know, a fair amount of our founders from the Toronto and Canadian market, what this did was position us where we're going to be the first company that's going to be working solely on an extraction license within Canada. So we're partnering with Canada Health Wellness solely on the extraction side. So making marijuana extracts, we'll make a whole variety of edibles, and we're just waiting for the government to, you know, put out the rules and regulations so we'll know exactly what products we can make and what we cannot. But we're really excited to get into the Canadian marketplace, because it's our hometown. But on the flip side, what this allows us to do is this is going to be a launching pad for us to be able to export the product from Canada internationally. Our first focus is Europe. I've been over to Germany several times now, and Germany has over 80 million people, and it does have legal medical cannabis right now. So we really want to be positioned where we can export into the European Union. So the Canada Health Wellness deal with Nutritional, the joint venture, put us in that position. So we're really, really excited about that.
Very significant news, but certainly you've been doing much more. This was followed at the end of October with news that Nutritional High was expanding into the state of Washington via its FLI product line. Now, what is the economic opportunity here?
Well, the economic opportunity for us is we really want to have a large West Coast presence with Nutritional High. Now, the operation that we're going into is already a developed operation, so we can really get into the marketplace within the next 3 to 4 months so that we believe where we can start positioning Fly and start selling within the dispensary chains. So it was an acquisition where we could really get into revenue and profitability in that state extremely quickly. Washington's a relatively developed market, and this will give us the opportunity to really expand on the Fly brand. Our goal at Nutritional High is to make the Fly brand one of the most known brands in the whole marijuana market, and we think we're going to be able to do that in the next few years.
So you're hitting the ground running in Washington, but just 2 days later, EAT announced another joint venture, this one with Isodyl International. The deal centers on distribution of Isodyl's Pot of Coffee product line in the five U.S. states where EAT is already active. Please discuss the synergies here.
Well, Isodyl, they've come up with a tremendous product with their coffee pot. So what we wanted to do, what our whole goal with Nutritional is to work with the best people in the industry. We already are set up in these states and we're going to have the sales people positioned in the states to distribute these products. So we want to have a vast array of products that we can offer to the dispensary. So when we walk in, we become a one-stop shop. Right now, and if you look at deals that we've done previously, we did a deal with Lineage Grow Company where they're going to be growing out of our Colorado facility. And what it allows us to do, and the second deal was with Vantic Biopharma that was also just announced. And what this allows us to do is have a much larger sales staff so we can all share the cost of the sales people. And this way we can go into the marketplace, and when we go in with an offering to a dispensary, we have, you know, we have all the products that they would possibly want with one salesperson. So, you know, it allows us to cut our sales costs, but it really allows us to expand. So with Lineage Grow, which was the first deal, and Lineage Grow is going to be trading very soon. They're presently doing a raise, and they're going to be listing on the CSE with the symbol BUDD, Bud. And they're high quality growers. They have a great operations team. So we're trying to bring the best people into the industry to work with Nutritional High. And this is what we, you know, we've done with Lineage, with Zampic Biopharma, and with Isidal. So we're going to keep positioning ourselves where we're going to go and do these partnerships with, you know, the best in the game.
So a comprehensive product line available in an increasing number of jurisdictions, that's got to be music to the ears of investors. But just one day later, the company announced the application for a CUP permit in California. Now, what is a CUP permit, and why is it such an important step in EAT's California operations?
And to explain the CUP permit, what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to get all the municipal and all the permitting that's necessary, you know, so we're positioned for the recreational market when they're giving out the licenses. So the CUP permit is going to allow us to actually have the business licensing, and we're also going after all the construction permitting right now so we can start building at the facility. So once the recreational license comes out, we're going to be ready to sell right into the recreational market.
So a very important regulatory step, but let's get into some further news in California. Just last week, Nutritional High announced a major California acquisition. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, so the Canada Health Wellness, us coming into Canada and being able to export, and us doing the deal with Calyx are the two biggest, you know, acquisitions that have happened to the company, and this is a massive step for Nutritional High. So previously I was talking, you know, how we want to get our facility permitted and ready for recreational. What this Calyx deal is we're going to have one of the largest, you know, distribution companies in California. So right away, when we start producing our products, it's going to be able to be in hundreds and hundreds of stores. And our goal is, even in right now on the medical side, is to build up Calyx and get it where it's, you know, in 1,000+ dispensaries. And this way, when Nutritional High's fly product comes into the California market, we're going to be able to be in, you know, 1,000+ dispensaries. So right now, you know, our focus is to work with Calyx and just continue to build the team, but it's an amazing, amazing company, and it was an amazing opportunity for Nutritional High, and we really believe, and Calyx is really excited because they see that we can really help them expand their business. But they're amazing at what they do.
A great partner and a chance to have a major footprint in this huge cannabis market. But that's not all the news you've announced. Nutritional High has also announced a partnership with Zampic Biopharma. Can you tell us about this deal?
Yeah, so Zampic Biopharma really has an amazing research and development team. And what they've done is they've figured out this methodology or technique, or let's just say IP, to convert marijuana oil, which we create, into a water-soluble powder. So one of the biggest problems, if you want to make a marijuana drink or a lot of different marijuana products, is once you infuse the oil, you're infusing oil with water. Now they've actually made it where this product becomes water-soluble. So you could take a powder that looks like a sugar, or they have products that look like a Crystal Light or a hot chocolate, and they can pour it into a glass of water, stir it up, and you can't see any oil rising to the top. So what it allows is Nutritional to partner up with Zantac, and they're going to be able to get into the marijuana drink industry. And I would say anyone who's been in the beverage industry before, their dream is to be able to be in the beverage industry without shipping water. So they're going to be, they're going to have the capacity, you know, to put so much product in a container, in a truck, and with zero weight. And the other thing too is many marijuana drinks that are in the marketplace right now, they need refrigeration. With their product, the dispensaries don't have to have these refrigerators to take the product. Some dispensaries have refrigerators, some don't. So a lot of them won't carry marijuana drinks because they don't have the refrigeration capacity. And then you need refrigerated trucks as well. So what Zantac brings to the market is so unique, and they just have more and more products in the pipeline. And I've spent a lot of time with their CEO and their head of R&D, and really they're at a different level when it comes to creating these powders. So we're super excited, and that's a partnership that I think you'll see down the road. I think Zantac will be one of the biggest players in the whole marijuana game. So just to have that affiliation and partnership, we're just extremely proud of.
So helping you open up another very important product line. This is a tremendous batch of news. So why don't you try to connect the dots here and all these announcements and explain how this fits into Nutritional High's long-term vision for the company?
Well, I mean, our long-term vision, and I guess our goal going forward is, you know, we want to be going to more and more U.S. states. We're always super bullish on the U.S. market. We think there's high profitability, and we think more and more states are going to come on, both on the medical side and on the recreational side. So these steps will allow us to create the Fly brand and bring it into more and more and more states. I would say our goal with Nutritional over the next 12 months is to increase our distribution in all the states that we're presently in. We'd really like to go into another 5 to 7 states and really move the brand across the U.S. Now, all these acquisitions, you know, are little pieces, but the piece that we did with Lineage Grow, the piece with Zantac Biopharma, with Isodol, you know, this allows us to have a full product line. And to do this, instead of a company trying to create all of these products, which is, it's just not possible to do it at that exceptional level. Nutritional High, we've tried to have a focus on making the best oils, and our goal now is to show everybody in the marijuana world just the quality of our edibles. So we're really just focused on that, and Jim Fraser's really excited. I mean, Jim's been making chocolates for the last 25 years, so we really believe we're going to have the best chocolates in the marijuana market, and also this goes into a whole variety of other edibles. So, you know, 2018 is for Nutritional to really show the marijuana world, you know, really the quality and the consistency of our edibles. We've gone at it and we've taken our time to make sure the consistency is there and our testing is there, and we really wanted to only bring out products when they were perfected and ready for the marketplace. So we've taken our time, and we weren't the first movers in the market, but we're definitely early movers in the market. And you're gonna see with the pace we're at and the partners that we have, we can really expand and become one of the biggest companies in the industry.
So a well thought out business strategy, and as investors can see, you're executing on it. Let me provide a brief summary here. The cannabis market in Canada is big, and it's gonna get much bigger. But the U.S. cannabis market is already huge. Nutritional High International is taking its targeted strategy of producing and marketing high-margin cannabis edibles and extracts to this huge market, one state at a time. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with David Posner, Chairman of Nutritional High. Thanks for spending time with me today, David.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeff.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decisions.